Yeah, yeah, what's up, y'all? You know who it is, your boy Jada Kiss.
It's the young OG Fabulous here.
Right now, you're checking out the Freddie and Jason.
Jalen and Jacoby right here on ESPN.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jada Kiss will be joining us later on in the show. And big news, Cam Newton will be joining the Patriots. Yeah. The sports world is abuzz at how the Patriots signed Cam Newton on such a small contract. And now people have put in the Patriots right back in the Super Bowl. But hold on, look at this. Yes, they have a huge upgrade at quarterback, but their skill positions are still the same. Jalen, what sort of a difference do you think Cam Newton can make to this Patriots team?
I think he's going to make a big-time difference to prove that he's better than two-thirds of the quarterbacks in the NFL, which you and I both know that he is. And we must give the Pats credit. Oh, and by the way, we're talking about them in their six rings and signing Cam. Let's not ignore that they're on their second spy gate and they've had
never
a
played
gate. They've lost multiple picks and got fined almost $2 million. And it was almost a slap on the wrist. With that being said, let's stop acting like Bill Belichick is a genius for signing Cam Newton. Let's look at the other 31 teams and really analyze their quarterback rooms. And let's try to figure out why a guy is so very accomplished. Yes, he's dealt with a couple of injuries. He's unemployed into basically July. There's so many quarterbacks in the NFL that should have to worry about job security. This offseason, Cam Newton shouldn't have been one, Jacoby.
Mm-mm. And when you take a look at how much he gets paid, yes, it is an incentive-laden contract. But when you compare that, this is a list of quarterbacks that make more money, not just than Cam Newton, but Cam and James Winston combined. A.J. McCarron, Chase Daniel, Case Keenum, Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota. What does that tell you?
Well, it's embarrassing. And also what it acknowledges when we talk about systematic racism, Jacoby, it time and time again continues to show the black player in Cam Newton that you have to go out and reinvent yourself and prove yourself again. While Fitzmagic or Minshew gets nicknames and gets celebrated for what they do. This guy's been an MVP of the league. He's taking a team to the Super Bowl. He's only 31 years old, and people are like, oh, he's dealt with injuries. So is Carson Wentz. And he's better than all of those guys you just listed blindfolded. And for he and Jameis to not make as much money as those guys combined, it just shows exactly what the NFL represents in corporate America, a systematic oppression that hopefully we can break those chains.
Well, I hope that we get to see Cam wearing a Patriot uniform, but it looks more and more like we will get to see NBA action in Orlando. And Paul George says he and the Clippers go down there and expect to win it all. Jalen, I have the Lakers winning the championship. What do you think about Paul George's comments?
I believe the Clippers are going to win the championship this year. The Lakers are really going to miss Avery Bradley. And this piece is in one big chess game. And we're talking about LeBron and AD, two of the top players in the game, along with Kawhi and PG. But when I look deeper into the box score and I was in Staples Center, Avery Bradley made a big difference, scored over 20 points offensively and was locked down against Patrick Beverley. Didn't allow him to bring the ball up. They had to take him out of the game. That was a big difference. And so without him, and having four guys that average at least 19 points, including Lou Will and Harrell off the bench, I'm going with the Clippers. It's not only my choice to win the West, but to beat the Boston Celtics in the championship and win it all.
Well, I just want to see Joakim Noah, who just joined the Clippers, win a championship so I could rock with you. But let's not also forget we have J.R. Smith replacing Avery Bradley on the Lakers. So excited about that. And one thing that we will see in the NBA bubble will happen on the uniforms. The NBA has said that they will allow their players to replace the name on the back of their uniform with different statements, much like the English Premier League has replaced the names with Black Lives Matter. What sort of messages do you expect to see on the back of these uniforms?
I expect various messages. I can't breathe, Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot, no justice, no peace. The rally cries that you've heard from Black and brown people for hundreds of years in this country. There's going to be an amazing opportunity for the most powerful conglomerate amongst Black men playing basketball in the NBA are going to be in Orlando. So that stage now has to become something that doesn't necessarily take away from the civil unrest, but it highlights it. While you're driving to the basket, you can read the jersey. You can see it on the floor. You can physically see it on the television with the graphics, during the commercials, during the entertainment. So it doesn't feel like a distraction. It feels more like an outlet.
Jalen, it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, one thing you and I have discussed a lot has been haircuts in the bubble. Well, we have a preview of one of them, and that is Jason Tatum's. Take a look at it right here. I have to say this. I thought that this photo was the before photo. I thought they were showing us what his haircut looked like before he got it cut. No disrespect to the barber, but this is actually the after photo. What do you think of his new look?
Well, I love his beard, his little pork chop. And as somebody that's almost 50 that can't grow one, I ain't mad at it. But he has gray hair. If mine would lay down like that and was nice and curly and fluffy, I would rock mine like that. But mine's is from the womb. Okay, mine's like a Brillo pad. You know, it get much longer than this, Jacoby. They might call the police.
When we come back, Jadakiss joins the show. Stay tuned. We're back in just 2 minutes.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Got to give the people time. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, y'all? You know who it is. Your boy, Top 5 Dead or Alive. Right here on the Jalen and Jacoby Show. The best show in the world.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. Who is joining us right now?
My brother from another mother. He represents Yonkers and the locks to the fullest. He appears on this show every day because his bust proudly is retired in the J&J All Culture Hall of Fame. Jadakiss has a versus tonight. I can't wait to see and hear you and Fab Freddy versus Jason go back and forth and listen to bars.
What's up, guys?
We're going to discuss the versus battle in a second, but we're going to start with the dumpster fire that is your New York Knicks. They have made a big hire recently, getting Worldwide West in the front office. Do you feel good about the Knicks moving forward?
I feel better. You know, Wes, I know he got the potential to help us out, along with Steve Stout and the staff over there, but it's a long process. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be one season. It's not going to be none of that kind of stuff. It's going to take some work.
For this collection of people who have shown to be the best in their industries, Leon Rose as an agent, Worldwide West earned his nickname, Steve Stout, Scott Perry as their general manager. Are you confident in not only the diversity, but their ability to make the Knicks relevant again?
Yes. I think if anything, they'll make them relevant again. But as a born and raised New Yorker, I don't just want them to be relevant again. We need to try to make the playoffs and then work your way from there. But just being relevant ain't going to be good enough, especially with them caliber guys at the helm of the organization now. Just relevant ain't going to make. We got to win some games and get into the playoffs.
Exactly. If only they had as many big names. If only they had as many big names on the court as they do in the offices, I think they'd be doing much better. But we're going to move on to what's really important, and that is your versus battle this evening against Fabulous.
Jada,
how much of this do you have planned, or how much are you just going to feel in the moment? Like, what's your strategy going into this?
I ain't gonna give you too much because, you know, he could have people watching the show and trying to, you know, the art of war is just that. But for the most part, you just have to have everything. You have to have everything ready. And because the counters is what matter. And then, you know, you could control the narrative. If you go first, then you can set it off so it doesn't have to be too much lovey-dovey or, you know. But for the most part, you just got to have your whole catalog on deck and ready to fire and counter some of them big hits he going to play. But, you know, I'm sure he's going to have something up his sleeve. Of course, even though I got short sleeves on right now, I'm going to have something on my
sleeve. This is going to be awesome. Shout out to Swiss Beats. Shout out to you and Fab, both of you guys, friends of the show, family away from the industry. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it as a fan. What goes into putting together like a 20-track collab? And do you know, if you come in solo tracks first, you come in with the locks first, you come in with collabs with Big, like, how you gonna kick this thing off?
We're gonna flip a coin and just, you know, may the best man win. But nah, we just gonna go in there and celebrate each other's catalog. Me, I'm going everywhere. I'm going solo, I'm going Rough Rider, I'm going Bad Boy, I'm going D-Block, I'm going... Ooh. Freestyle, I'm going everywhere. Ooh. But then I might get a call from Swiss and it's telling me that's not the, you know what I mean? I don't really know what the stipulations are. We'll find out what the stipulations are at soundcheck. And, you know, it should be pretty fun though tonight.
You say you're going to celebrate each other's catalogs and it's all love. And I know that you two have a great relationship. You have many great collaborations in your past. But you really want to win, though, don't you? You're still competitive about this, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's a win-win for us either way. But you got to give, you know, the theme song to you guys' show, man. Got to give the people what they want.
That's
absolutely
right.
And this is a celebration of hip-hop. And I'm glad you guys get a chance to be a part of it. During this pandemic, we've seen so many great versus battles. And you two guys have been in the game for so very long. And you deserve to be celebrated and trending the way you're going to be doing tonight. And so for Fab, he has a lot of songs for the ladies. How you going to combat that?
A lot. I have a lot myself that people forgot about or some people might not know about, but... That was for me, getting my list together and planning the most I had to strategize is for them big radio female songs that he had. You know, people don't think I have any, so I pulled out some and, you know, should be good, man. We gonna come out swinging.
All right, you can check that tonight at 8 o'clock. It is Fabulous vs. Jadakiss versus Battle. You can also check out exclusive podcast content with Jadakiss when you listen to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast.
When we come back, we'll be visiting. He's in fight mode, Jacoby. Look in his eyes. He focused.
We'll be back in just 2 minutes. We give the people what they want, and part of that is recording exclusive podcast content with our guests. Today, we are joined by one of the combatants in this evening's versus battle. Starting at 8 p.m., it is Jadakiss versus Fabulous, Freddie versus Jason. Jada, now this is just podcast. This isn't going to be on TV. Do you have your first song picked? Like, do you have one already in the chamber?
Sure. I think I do. You know, you gotta understand, since we hit the button and said we was doing this thing, my phone been getting everybody and their mother think they know how it should start, what the 10 songs should be, what the next 10 should be. This and it's beautiful input, because believe it or not, I send it all to my DJ and make sure, you know, you got this song, and just keeping them on his toes, and it's actually working out instead of, you know, me letting it be a headache or turning my phone off. I'm actually using the people's input as well. But with this, I know you just got to have everything, because you never know how it could go. So you got to have something ready for that joint that he might have that, you know, people going to do a lot of ooh and then ah. And you got to be able to counter, you know, you get hit with a good punch, you got to come back.
Both of you guys deserve this because of your versatility and the ability to reinvent you guys selves as artists, as individuals, as businessmen, and continue to give us bars. So when you're trying to cook up around 20 to 30 songs you're going to play, who gets the final say? Because I know you want to go into this heavyweight battle and feel like, I'm doing this my way. So you took input from everybody, but 1 through 25 or 30, is you? Did you have to stamp it?
Yeah, I get the final say. So, of course, I'm going to talk to, you know, talk to my personnel, but the final, whatever gets, you know, written down for the list, the final yay or nay comes from me. Which I don't always like that pressure, because sometimes I could be wrong.
Right. That's why I asked. Because everybody in your phone will be like, I sent you the list. I sent you the list. Yeah. It should have been number 9. It should have been number 24. Yeah.
So we've seen some of these versus battles get sort of slowed down by tech problems. How are you going to combat that? Like, how are you going to ensure that we don't have a Teddy Riley situation?
Teddy Riley.
This is the first one. I think this is the second one. Excuse me. That's going to be on Apple TV and HD. We'll be in the same studio, so we won't have to worry about, you know, catching Teddy Riley. We, you know what I mean? We in the same studio. We got the sound check coming up a little later in the evening, and hopefully the audio is be good for both parties. I think they figured that out. That's why they start doing it this way now instead of, you know, you in one remote location and me in a different one. Because one person always suffers from the audio, the way that it was being, you know, conducted. The other ways, it was a hit or miss with the audio.
Kids, do you feel like, as somebody that's really embodied the culture for so very long, NBA players now entering in a bubble distracts from the civil unrest that's taking place in the country?
Yeah, I'm a little edgy about that whole situation, because I'm such a huge basketball fan. I just want to see some games, you know what I mean? Even though it's going to be weird with no fans and whatnot, but at the same time, the things that's going on in the world, sometimes you need to just push back from what we're doing, and the strength is in the numbers when we attack them together. And also, at that same note, when things start happening, such as, you know, casinos opening and sports being played, your mind will get taken off of it. Some, you know what I mean, for a matter of the spell, and then diverse the whole situation. So I feel some of the players where they're coming from, but like I said, I'm a huge basketball fan, and I would love to see some games. So I lean either way. If they was to cancel this season, I wouldn't like it, but I would understand. And, you know, now that they're going to play, I understand the dudes that don't, you know, want to sit out. You gotta be open-minded about this, because it's a very touchy situation. It's very serious.
Not so serious as this question is. They will not be testing for recreational drugs in the NBA bubble. Do you think NBA players will be in Orlando blowing?
Of course.
I mean, of course. You already stressing you're stressing people out. You got to stay in a bubble. You can't bring your entire family. I'm hearing you only can bring a couple family members or whatever, you know, things like that. Cause you almost lining them up. You setting them up for, you know, they got to find some. They got to be able to ease their mind some type of way.
From the room to the pool to the court, rinse and repeat. Any stragglers? Oh, man. Hounds going to be all crazy. Over them. It's going to be crazy. How about this? COVID-19 kiss. Have we seen the end of ciphers? What about those? You remember the time when you're sitting in a circle with your peoples and you pass one to each other? Yeah. Do you right look now, back at the place? You know, think twice?
This is when I think of things like that, that's when it gets really scary, because that's something to look at. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta be very right now, since I'm at this stage where I put something nice on the table and, you know, help yourself until we figure this out.
Buffet style.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Buffet style.
Buffet style.
But we ain't eating off the same plate. Not with the same silverware, huh?
Nah, I don't understand. This whole thing, I don't know how they're going to do that. Plates, silverwares, glasses, everything's going to have to go plastic, styrofoam. I don't know, all of this figuring out what's going to be the new norm is the whole challenge. From how sports is going to be conducted. I happened to go to Mohegan Sun a few days ago. It was the weirdest experience I ever had at the blackjack table. Big plastic shields up, but, you know, it was actually good because only three people to a table. So your chances of winning is better than getting some good cards, but just having them shields up, you know what I mean? They usually tell you get off your phone. The deal is squirting you with sanitizer before every new shoe. I said, playing with your mask on.
So, I played.
You know, we got to figure it out.
You would not want to play blackjack with Jalen Rose. This dude does not know how to play blackjack. I've seen him split kings. I've seen him stay on 13s. Yo, I've seen people run away the table from him. He does not play by the book. He just plays by feel. Would you leave the table if Jalen was doing that at your table?
I would not, because one learned over a long lot of years of blackjack, sometimes you got to switch what the book says. You know what I mean? Chances make champions. So I know it's not written down. You're supposed to do things or do something crazy, but every now and then you got up. I do stuff like that. Not on a reg, but when the table's going low, sometimes you got to switch it on.
Right. And, kids, that's how you pick up the card. And listen to the example that he gave. If I'm looking at a 2, 3, 4, or 5 – and I got two kings, I'm splitting those because I'm trying to double my bet. That's I'm doing that almost every time.
you also got to know the type of financial status of the people you playing with, Jacoby. So
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? It's not going to hurt them.
It hurts us. It hurts the normal people like me, civilians in the game, just living paycheck to paycheck, trying to win a little $100, and then Jalen messes up our whole entire day. Jada, thank you so much for dedicating the time, the day of your versus battle, to join us on Jalen and Jacoby. Wish you the best tonight. We will all be tuning in 8 o'clock to watch.
Much Jada love, family. Appreciate you since day one.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate you. See y'all tonight.
Yes, indeed. Go get ready.
All right.
One.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the sports world was so excited about something this weekend, and I was not. It's time for Negative Jacoby. Dana White shared this image of what he is calling Fight Island, and everyone was so excited about the octagon by the beach. Look how amazing it looks. This is going to be the best thing in the history of sports. Well, guess what? You could take a picture of a dumpster at sunset on a beach and put a palm tree in the corner, and it would look good. Like, I'm worried about the elements. I'm worried about lighting. I'm worried about a lot. I don't think Fight Island is going to be as good as everybody else. What do you think, Mr. Rose?
It's a trip. For your job, you get paid to compete, and you have enough space to socially distance when somebody comes down with COVID-19. I like it. Dana continues to put on big-time events.
He really does. I do love the bold moves that Dana White seems to always make. I want to thank Jadakiss for coming through, and I want to remind you, we have exclusive podcast content on the podcast, Dan Levitard. I want to thank Jadakiss for giving us some time with the podcast exclusive. We have a little bit of time just for you and I to discuss some things. And Jalen, we didn't have a show on Friday, so the news that 16 NBA players tested positive for the coronavirus out of 302 tests came out. Some people were like discouraged. I'm going to say that was a pretty encouraging number. Like, I honestly feel like the NBA is doing this right. The NBA is putting everybody in a bubble. They have a contained environment. The only people that are going to leave and come back into the bubble are some of the staff members of the arenas and hotels that they stay at. I feel like the NBA season is going to happen. It's going to be completed. I can't say the same for the NFL in college football. I cannot say the same for the NFL in college football. Just how in danger do you feel the NFL season is?
I think it's a high level of danger that it either is going to have so many interruptions before you get to the finish line. You're going to have a major interruption, almost like the NBA right now is dealing with in theory, mm-hmm. before they start playing again and resume. Or just they're not going to get to the finish line. It's going to be one of those three. And for everybody returning to normalcy, I got a news flash for you. It's going to take a while for a vaccine to get discovered. So until that takes place, there will be cases. So what's going to make the number a lot higher? People not socially distancing or purposely not wearing masks around strangers and people that aren't in their families and mass gatherings. The number you just said was the same number of people that were at a restaurant or somewhere in Michigan, and they all contracted it. And so that was out of 18 people. So 16 out of 300 is only 5%. That's a great number. And once you get into the bubble with all of that Disney real estate, you will have space to quarantine someone if and when people get affected. Unlike the NFL and Major League Baseball, who are attempting to do seasons without putting their players in the bubble.
I really think that the bubble is going to be one of the safest places to be in the country. Honestly, I think that if the NBA executes the bubble correctly, that it will be one of the safest places to exist in the country. And I think that the NBA season is going to go out. I just don't know how the NFL, with the size of the teams, with the travel, with the schedule, with everyone going back to their homes and living their lives. Like, I'm hoping for the best, but I am very concerned about that being executed appropriately. Another thing we learned over the weekend is that Mississippi has decided to alter their state flag to no longer represent the Confederate flag as part of it. The running back from Mississippi State said he would not play unless this happened. Do you think that the athlete sort of standing out helped, make this change?
So, Jacoby, there's an inherent bit of reparations now taking place in our country. And I'll tell you what it looks like. Not like 40 acres and a mule to black people who dealt with slavery for hundreds of years and oppression and Jim Crow and treated like 3/5 of a man. It's an awakening and acknowledgement that it's 2020. And it's almost like an outdated style. So if I showed up to work and I had on a 5-button suit and I had on baggy dress pants, people will look at me like I'm out of style, because I would be. But the refreshing thing that I think has happened is the people who are so very outward in creating division and trying their best not to create harmony and showing up at certain rallies, that footage isn't going to age well. Unlike the footage from the 60s when it was just black people protesting, now the footage at these rallies of parents, when you look back and their kids and grandkids and nieces and cousins and uncles and nephews all see their 50-plus-year-old members of their family in a lot of cases behaving a certain way, and then they look up at their parents and grandparents and they say, you know what? I'm dating a black guy. Or I like Kanye West. Can you get me some Yeezys? Or I love LeBron James. I want to put his poster up in my room. And so the progress that is taking place with big companies that are writing letters and promising to be more inclusive and be more diverse in the donations that are going to happen. Let's just keep scoring, look up in 3, 6, 9, 12 months and see if that progress systematically actually took place. Are inner city schools actually going to get more money? Is that really going to happen? You and I have been fighting this cause for a decade. Is it really going to happen now? Is it really going to happen? We'll see.
We will see. And we will see you tomorrow. And we will see Jadakiss and Fabulous tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that tomorrow, folks?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.